Welcome to another episode. I'm Sabrina Lynn, and this is Rewilding. Did you know that the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction has a lot to do with us stepping into our gifts? Really and truly, it has a lot to do with us awakening to more of our gifts, more of our magic. We can really and truly say it as like our magic, our gifts, our life force, our wisdom. It's stunning what this grace bombing Jupiter is doing when he's mixing with Uranus, Kundalini Awakener. Isn't that amazing? This is a very spiritual conjunction. It's also a very grounded conjunction. It's a very embodied conjunction because it's in Taurus. It's like embodied awakening, embodied spiritual awakening, bringing our soul into a deeper level, opening up to spiritual gifts, opening up to soul path forward because we're still in this destined moment in time. Yeah, the eclipse ain't over yet. Mercury here is a little bit of extra to share here in the podcast because y'all know I love giving you a little extra in the audio. Mercury is going to extend the eclipse season. Because he went retrograde in the middle of the eclipses, and he doesn't go direct until the 25th, he's helping to extend eclipse energy. So if you're feeling like you're not out of eclipse yet, that could be why. This Jupiter-Uranus conjunction can also feel very eclipse-like. It's all very destined. So the doors to destiny, which is what an eclipse does, are still wide open. This very karmic moment in time, still happening, very dharmic. It's now getting more dharmic, more north node, more future visions, more what is your soul's highest purpose? What are the gifts that you need to awaken to express so that you can step into your next highest expression of self? Yeah, and for those of you who are kind of feeling this new earth stuff, this, I don't know, 5D, this 12-stranded DNA, this 12-chakra system, however you're kind of plugging into it or tapping into it, this is a moment in time. This Jupiter-Uranus conjunction is really supporting that. Really supporting that. All right, I dive into that and a lot more in this episode. I hope it serves you in all of the right ways. I'd love to see you in membership. I'd love to see you in the Facebook group. That's free. I'd love to see you in the comments on YouTube if you want to pop over to the video. I'm always hanging out in the comments over there. I'd love to see you in the reviews. So if you are listening on an audio platform and you love the audio platform and you love the show, reviews are beautiful. I'm always hanging out in there too. So just super grateful to be with you all. Y'all inspire me and I wouldn't be here without you. So just a ton of gratitude to you and may you get the most that you possibly can out of this episode. Here are six themes for this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction that we're going to want to feel into. Why? Because we don't want to miss the magic. All right, so let's talk about what's on offer here. What is this magic? Why do I even want to pay attention to this, Sabrina? Good question. Good question. We just came out of an eclipse season. Didn't I just do enough destiny work? Yeah. However, the Jupiter-Uranus wants to propel you further. Propel you further. Feel into that. Propel you further into your destiny. That kind of gives me the shivers. Like, whew, I don't know how far and how fast I want to go. But that's Jupiter-Uranus. So let's talk about some themes around this. Jupiter-Uranus. Maybe we'll start just by exploring the two archetypal energies side by side. Jupiter, expansive. Jupiter knows no limits. Jupiter, bigger is better. That's Jupiter. Uranus. Expect the unexpected, surprises, things coming out of left field, revolutionary, the new. Mix that with grace bombing, expansive, Jupiter knows no limits, let's really go for it. And we have Uranus going like, new, revolutionary, completely unexpected, let's do it. That's a lot. That's a lot. It points to this Age of Aquarius stuff that people have been talking about. It points to this new earth stuff that people have been talking about. Points to 5D consciousness. There's a lot of different ways of talking about this, but it points to new. How is humanity evolving, right? What are we stepping into? What is this new technology age, we all see it, right? AI, we all see it in many other ways outside of AI, but it is this new, it is revolutionary, and it's quickening. So there's also a quickening with a Jupiter year. It's quick, right? So there's a quickening to it. All right, so let's dive into some themes now that we've kind of felt into the two archetypes. Let's feel into a third archetype though. So here's the third archetype. There's Jupiter Uranus conjunction in the sign of Taurus. So in the sign of Taurus is the body. Okay, great. Great. I have expansion and revolutionary newness happening in my body. Awesome. Happening in the most stubborn parts of my body. Isn't this interesting? This will lead to our first theme in a moment. Happening in, so we think Taurus is the most stubborn, mule-like sign of the zodiac. Bless their souls for it. They are the most grounded. They are the most, we could say, stuck in the mud, if we want to talk about it that way. They love the comforts. They love the known. They love the body. They love being anchored. They are like a big old oak tree, right? If you were to think of Taurus as a plant, it would be a big oak tree with monstrous roots. You are not replanting this thing. Like, you are just not. And that is where new revolutionary expanded knows no limits is taking place. Isn't that awesome? I love this. It's like our most stuck places get to evolve. We could go outdated places. I don't know if I'd go that far. By the way, do not take this in offense to any of you who have Taurus. We all have Taurus in us, right? Just because you got sun sign Taurus ain't mean I'm picking on ya, right? We all got different aspects of us in Taurus. We all have Taurus. There is a light side to Taurus and there is a shadow side to Taurus. Taurus is sensual as sensual gets. Y'all are the best like body massagers. You are so damn intuitive and your body wisdom is off the charts, right? Like y'all are the grounded ones when there's people just off the planet, not at all in their bodies. Taurus is like, where are you, you ungrounded off-planet thing? All right, so hopefully that makes y'all feel a little bit better, just in case. It's a light and a shadow side to every single aspect of self, right? And so anyways, moving on. Let's go into this first theme. So this first theme is if we were to think about this being in the body, the most stubborn parts of self, the most grounded, embodied parts of self get to go into the new, the revolutionary, get to go into expansion, get to make the leap into, let's just say 5D consciousness, or get to make the leap into new earth consciousness, or whatever this is that however we're describing this like next level of evolved humanity, right? Whatever that is, whatever the new is for you, whatever that is, the deep, grungy parts are now being called in. So like the mind can go pretty quick. The spirit goes really quick. Certain organs go pretty quick. Certain parts of our being go, parts of our body go pretty quick. But then there are other parts that don't go so quick. For instance, your spine might not go so quick. Right? That's like the scaffolding of your body. Your bones might not go so quick. Your bones are like Taurian. The belly, the digestive tract, the intestines, it's very Taurian. So feeling into theme one as these more Taurian aspects of self, these more grounded, like really grounded, really deeply rooted, really anchored in parts of myself are now being pushed into the new via Jupiter, right? Via Jupiter. But Jupiter's like, all right, I'm gonna add a little extra grace bomb here. So what can this lead to? What can this feel like? Some of us are feeling really detoxy. Really detoxy. Some of us are all kinds of detox symptoms, right? And it can be, I did a whole video on detox symptoms, so I'm not going to go into it here, but can be feeling like a purging, like a deep purging, physical purging. That can be going on. This will potentially feel very physical for us because Taurus points to our physicality. I love Taurus because it's so embodied. I love it for the embodiment of it. So here's theme number two. Theme number two is embodied divinity. Isn't that interesting? Embodied divinity. Uranus is linked to Kundalini awakening. Put the grace bomb Jupiter into that. Embodied divinity, waking up to our divinity within our bodies, embodying more of our spirit, embodying more of our sacred energy, which is what Kundalini is, essentially embodying more of our spirit. Yeah, this is pretty good. But if you think about Kundalini signs and symptoms, they're sometimes like what I pointed to in number one, the detoxy type stuff. So Kundalini awakening signs and symptoms can be that. It's that we're embodying more of our divinity. Embodied divinity. That's powerful. And really asking ourselves, how can I support my soul landing deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper in my body? How can I support my, you could call it a spiritual awakening, but it's an embodied spiritual awakening. It's an embodied spiritual awakening. It's not that I am other than, my divinity is not other than my body. My divinity is my body. This leads to number three. Number three, who we thought we were might not be who we are starting to identify with. Isn't this wild? Like, this is, we're all just like, hey, isn't this just like a lucky horseshoe? Jupiter, Uranus sounds great. Okay. Yeah, for sure. But it's way more than that. It's way more than that. And I love that we get to talk about this stuff. I really, really love it. Okay. So this, who we thought we were, So in any kind of a spiritual awakening or embodying more and more of our soul, we start to understand that who we were or who we thought we were, who we identified as, is not who we are now or who we are becoming. It's like, right? So there might be some of this having to let go of how we identified ourselves. And this can get like a little esoteric-y. It can get a little bit hard to wrap our minds around. Cool thing is Mercury's retrograde, right? So Mercury's on the inner. So this is beautiful, actually, because the mind, the way that we translate things, has gone inward, is on an inner journey, is on an inner journey into the underworld, into the hidden. So the mind has much more of a capacity. If we let it, it's like soul speak. When Mercury's retrograde, it's like he's speaking the language of the soul. And that's why it's frustrating to be speaking out in the mundane sometimes. It's why communications don't work. It's why, you know, things get jumbled up and we just like find a hard time finding our words. It's because Mercury's doing some soul speak. So it's really beautiful. Meditation, powerful, 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 powerful. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? That is a powerful meditation to sit with. I know people who sit in that question for 7 days straight. I know people who sit in that question for much longer than 7 days straight, like eating very little food, drinking very little water, doing essentially nothing, no other inputs. And it's just, who am I? You just sit in that question. Who am I? 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 Pretty powerful. Pretty powerful. This is an extremely spiritual conjunction. It is good fortune as well. It is good luck. It is expansive. It is all of those things, but it's incredibly spiritual. Uranus is incredibly spiritual. He's a Kundalini awakener. He's a Kundalini awakener mixed with grace. Grace. That's Jupiter. Grace. He's just like, grace. Let me flood you with grace. Let me flood you with more awakening. Let me expand Jupiter's capacities. He expands anything that he's close to. He's expanding Kundalini. He's expanding your sacred energies. He's expanding your spiritual wisdom. Uranus. This is partially why we see Uranus as like expect the unexpected out of left field. It's because he's operating on a spiritual level. He's operating, right? It's not unexpected if we lived at that level, right? If we lived at this level of Uranus, the sky god, you know, if we lived at this level of Kundalini, if we just lived Kundalini, we wouldn't be surprised. We wouldn't be surprised. We would live in a much more surrendered state, right? Because that's partially what Kundalini does for us, is it opens us up to divine mind, opens us up to higher mind, opens our consciousness, our capacity to take in reality in a different way, like a more expanded view of reality. Like, wow, I'm not just living in my own little world separate to everything else. I am actually interconnected to the all of everything. And the all of everything is constantly moving and constantly dancing and constantly influencing each other. And as I wake up more, I get to live from that place more. I get to see from a much more expanded state. So I wouldn't see a Uranus lightning bolt of change as, oh my God. That's why they say when you're going through a Uranus transit, which is a midlife transit around 42-ish, it's different for everybody, but around that time frame, you go through a Uranus transit. And they say, this is what they will say, to ride a Uranus transit with more grace and more ease, surrender and let go. Like, let it be done to you. But you're letting it be done to you. Like, you're letting life move you. You're letting a higher wisdom move you through life. You're letting yourself be moved by life, by the divine, by soul juice. You're letting, be moved by. If we were all to walk through this Jupiter Uranus transit, let me be moved by, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine, right? Because we're also still in eclipse energy. So it's all about your true north, your highest expression of self. This is stunning. It is all about your highest expression of self. And now it's asking you to surrender. It's asking you to let go into something, an energy that you could never think yourself into. You could never concoct. You cannot control. You can let go into. You can let go into. Isn't that amazing? All we have to do is let go into. Let go into. Turn it over to something greater, because everything's already aligned to be highest, truest, true north. That was this north node eclipse on the 8th, right? North node eclipse. It's all pointing to your truest, true north, highest expression of self, your soul callings, your soul purposes, right? And now to just be essentially rocket launched into that. Yeah, this is pretty good, right? It's pretty good. All right, so that's four themes. Let me feel for, this is going to be an interesting one. There's this theme that feels important is to, because Mercury's retrograde in this, so Mercury doesn't turn direct until the 25th, right? So this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction happens in Taurus. Mercury's in Aries. It doesn't necessarily matter about that part, but it's like Mercury wants to see things, know things, reveal things. It's like giving ourselves, so what would this theme be? What words can I bring to this? Letting Mercury communicate to you, letting the mind, letting the insights and the inspirations come. That's it. Letting the insights and the inspirations come and letting them seemingly come out of left field, right? Seemingly come at us at a very Uranian way where it's like a flash. They're flashes of insight. They're quick spark ideas, right? And so letting those happen, that's another theme to really be open to, because Mercury is in his reveal from the hidden state. That's a retrograde. He wants to reveal from the hidden, and he's revealing from the hidden around Aries energy. That's you. That's you as you. That's you as self. You as unique self. You as what you are pioneering into, how you are moving forward. You as new self. You as new self. And he wants to deliver the messages. He wants to deliver the messages. That's the journey that he's on, is revealing from the hidden, revealing from the hidden. So if eclipse season didn't make any sense to you, it's fine. It doesn't need to. If it doesn't start to make any sense to you till after this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, that's fine. Doesn't need to. But giving Mercury the space, making sure you're giving yourself the space to either like free flow write, you know, just like write, or free flow talk, or free flow think. But it's like, let yourself think freely, think and allow like deeper thoughts to bubble up, deeper insights to bubble up. What wants to reveal itself to me? What wants to reveal itself to me? Sometimes it can be things around what we're called to do, our purpose, what we're called to create, what our gifts are. That's a lot of what's coming up too. That'll be number six. That'll be number six. That'll be theme number six. So hold on for that one. But really giving Mercury, he's messenger of the gods. I don't think we give him enough credit. I just filmed a workshop on Mercury, and I was blown away. I was blown away by the gifts that he opens us up to and how he connects little mind to divine mind. It is so stunning working in this archetypal energy, like in a way that I had never, I mean, I've worked with him for years, but like, oh man, Hermes is... like, I have deep reverence for this guy. So giving him some space to deliver the messages that he wants to deliver from his underworld journey into your soul territory, into the hidden territory within yourself to serve your soul's path forward. All right, sixth theme for Jupiter-Uranus, gifts, gifts, gifts. This can be really hard. Can be hard. Yeah. I say most people struggle with this more than they struggle with like wounded territory. Isn't this wild? This is an observation of working with thousands of people. We struggle more in reclaiming our power and reclaiming our gifts and our magic and standing in our gifts and standing in our genius and standing in our wisdom and standing in our power than we do with having to work with a wound, having to work with a wound or a limitation or something along those lines. Oh, it's so wild, right? It's almost, that's the thing that we fear the most, is being that powerful, right? Is being that magical, is having those many capacities. And that's part of what this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus is bringing us to, is it's like, you are that magical. You have that many capacities. This is what's wanting to be switched on in you. Those psychic gifts are wanting to come on to the next degree. Your capacity to channel is wanting to come on to the next degree. You are a hands-on healer. Own it. That's what it's asking us to do. Own it. What are your gifts? What's switching on? Own it. What's your unique genius? Own it. Own it, because it's not for you. So get out of your little self way, the seemingly trying to be humble, but it's actually like ego humble, right? It's not humble from a place of no ego. It's actually the ego has like humbleized itself, right? It's pretending to be humble, but it really just doesn't want to own it. It really just doesn't, the self doesn't want to own it. I don't want to own that because maybe it comes with responsibility. Like, whoa, if I influence things that much, that's a heavy weight of responsibility. If I'm that psychic, oh my God, that's going to blow up my world. It's going to change things. It's going to mess things up. I'm going to lose love. Which wound can come up here? The witch wound, right? If I'm that magical, they're going to want to burn me at the stake. If I'm that magical, they're going to take my children. I'm going to be ostracized. If I'm that different, if I'm that, I don't know, special, like whatever comes up in us as our gifts are wanting to be revealed, because they're wanting to come online. They are wanting to come online in this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. We are all magical unicorns. You're a magical unicorn. I'm a magical unicorn. The person next to you is a magical unicorn. We are all magical unicorns, right? We all have different gifts though. And it's like, gosh, can we just stand and just be the greatest magical unicorn that we can be, because it's not for us. Your magical unicorn isn't for you, right? It will give you feelings of purpose and fulfillment and love. Like, you will feel an alignment and you will feel fulfilled, and it will feel like that's part of what giving the gift is about. But it's asking us to give the gift, to own the gift, to give the gift. So if that helps in any way, like, I'm going to own this because it's not for me. I'm going to give the gift. I'm going to give the gift. That's like genuine humbleness. That's genuine humbleness. I'm humble enough to accept that much magic, juice, specialness, gifts, whatever it is, right? That your words are in your mind. I'm humble enough to do it because I know it's not about me. That's the wisdom. That's the wisdom. I'm humble enough to accept it because I know it's not for me and I will not define myself by it. I will not attach to it. I will not cling to it. I will not define myself by it. I will let that move through me to serve the world. Just that for the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Wow. That was like the down and dirty Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. By the way, if you're not in membership, we're doing something cool and super special around Jupiter and Uranus. I know. I can't tell you about it though, because it's a surprise. In true Uranus form, it shall be a surprise. And feel like it's coming out of left field. Anyone is welcome to join membership. There's a bunch of extra bonuses in there. I think there's like 8 hours of things that you can go dive into right now for $59. Like, it's nothing. And you can always just try it out for a month if you don't love it. If you just want to get in on the Jupiter Uranus extra special magic, which will have to do with these six themes, go check it out. Would love to welcome you into membership and see you in live circle in there and for this special Jupiter-Uranus conjunction thing that we do in there. All right, huge love to you. I'm always in the comments. Would love to hang out with you in the comments. If you feel to subscribe so you don't miss anything coming up, that's beautiful. I think the next video will be, I can never say because sometimes they're just coming in randomly at the moment, but I know that we'll be doing one for the full moon. We always do new moons and full moons for sure, and then whatever else is popping up in between there. But I love you all. I'm super grateful for all of your comments, all of your love everywhere. There's been a lot going on over this eclipse season and I have loved it and just really grateful for you all. All right, I will see you in the comments. Maybe I'll see you in the Facebook group. That's totally free to join. Maybe I will see you in membership, which is where we'll do the fun Jupiter-Uranus magical thing that is a surprise. All right, I'll see you in all the places. Big love to you all.